I'm Ora Galagagan. I was born in Gamble. I was born in February 17, 1916. My father's name is Samuel Irigo. My mother's name is Flora Irigo. And they died young. Clarence Irigo is my brother. He's older than me. I'm old. I have more relatives, like my uncle and his family, my aunties. My father used to tell us that they were 12 brothers and sisters, and my father is the youngest, but he had only two, Clarence and me. I grew up in a very, very inexpensive house. Log wood around the wall and a walrus hide on top. Two families, my father and his brothers, a full house. Don't worry about bills to pay, nothing. Everything is completed in summertime, so we had nothing to worry about all winter. Everything we had to work for it, getting some water in summer and getting some snow in winter and melt them in a big tub hanging on the wall near the corner, and it melts. We boil the hot water before we use them, and we are nothing to worry about. So we don't think of other person beside us. We have everything. We used to store lots of food in springtime, so we don't think about what to eat in wintertime. Now, what will I have? Too much sweets. Lost my teeth. Everybody work hard for a living. One whole day, we work for cutting food and then dressing up skins or something for clothing, stretching. So the days are always short because we never look at clock. Oh, just work, work, work. We used to have not everything, because we have to think about that before we do or something. When I come home, what will I cook? Or everything depends on how. But now we have everything. We stored everything. We will just open our freezer and choose what we will want to eat. It's easier here than long time. And we don't get sick all the time. Only in springtime when the Russian visits, or sometimes a ship from outside cup. They brought coal and we could stick, not really bad. We just stay in and cough and cough. I remember that when somebody noticed one person in their house had TB, they separated that person. And she had all her belongings all by herself, and her dishes never go with our dishes. Every morning they had to boil them before she used them. And sometimes they even cure themselves. The teacher's wife had appendix trouble at that time, and they couldn't call. My brother was a radio operator, and he was away hunting. And the councilmen all came back and forth to gamble. When he comes, he didn't even eat. He didn't even change his clothing. He just go right to the schoolhouse and call Nome. At the very end of the day, one single airplane came, and it didn't go because it was getting bad. Next day, they took her. It was very cold. They took her out. And that's the first little airplane, one engine. While we were waiting for good weather, it's a round trip. I did go to, it's very fun. During the war, we just panicked, scared, before marriage in camp. Put the shades on the windows and everything off. Very dark camp. At first they were, we cried when they left, but after all we get used to. He'll come back. My husband when I married him, he was a National Guard too, but he didn't go out. Nobody go out at his age. I am one of the medics. The nurses help us, several women in Gambo. We didn't take care of really hurt ones, but we practice. Even if they're not sick, even if they're not dying, we play like we were doing the real thing. My husband is Edward Gallagher. We know both villages. We know each other very well. And when he lost his first wife, he visited Campbell and asked me several askings. I didn't answer him. I was thinking. So I decided I would go with his words. To Sivunga, long time ago, around 30-something. He died long time ago. After that, I helped with missionaries. I go to Anchorage and Seattle two times a year to practice. Study the Bible. Until I got really weak, I quit. I mostly know the missionaries and their wives because I go just for that, not for other work or something. I have eight children, but only four are still living. 37 grandchildren, more great-grandchildren, and few great-great-grandchildren. No celebration in the winter time, only in summer, 4th of July, only when people from Russia comes. The wrestle together. At that time, my father is the strongest man in camp. Long time ago, they came by boat and they brought some reindeer skins, all kinds of skins to trade for something that they wanted. They're very poor. We trade what we want. My mother did that for them, and the other people do mostly trading. Besides trading, giving, just giving. Some clothes, even if they are used to it. Came by their own whaling boat at that time, wooden ones. I don't think there's any more here. But Campbell, some people still have their whaling boat. I know my nephews are keeping the one that their father used to use for whaling. One of my uncle is one of the chairmen. I used to like it before, but when I learned about believing in God, I know them, but I don't want to recall them. They're bad because I don't even try to think about it. Everybody in Campbell had been forgotten God or the religion. And then the lady came, a strong lady by Anne Bannon, came over and taught. And every village, she converted them. And then she came to Sivonka and do the same way. Both villages became a strong Christian. We young people learned how to sing choir. Those are the songs that I learned from Campbell from that time. I can sing them over and over. I still remember them, even without any book. They are a very great help for me whenever I read sing to myself. Only when they caught whale, I eat. Everybody's very excited about whaling because that's the main food we had. And we never get them every year. Only some years we have. Everybody has a share when they get whale. They have long knife to cut it. They used to share to each other. Sometimes when Sivunga has nothing, that was when I still in Gabo. When Sivunga has nothing, he gave half of it to Sivunga. And then when I moved to Sivunga, Sivunga started dwelling at south side, far from here. When they get well, they give half of it to Gabo. So everybody, even in Nome, in Anchorage, when they hear, get excited because we will send them. That was a long time ago. Only one family get every year, has a wife from Siberia, and she do the tradition of their own, but I never go there. camping is a village to me, gathering all kinds of grains and roots and all different kinds of things to eat in winter time. Lots of sunshine. When I was in Gambo, there was other side of the mountain. Here, long ways from here, Kialiak. And there's lot, all different kinds of camps. Everybody in Sigunga has their own camps. In summertime, Sigunga gets very few people because everybody goes out, and then they had to come before school starts. I used to sew lots of jackets and all different kinds of clothing for white people. The state troopers came and befriended me, and the doctors too. And then they asked me to make them jackets and the clothing. My mother taught me. When I have everything on hand, it takes 2 weeks, I think, to finish it. When I have nothing, something else to put, that will wait. The materials for linings, just a kind of linings that they would like. Few skins. Every time I get orders, so I sew, and I think that too much sewing makes my eyes. And now I can't see anything anymore. My eyes are really bad. This has been 2 times cataract, 1 time cataract and 1 transplant. I don't see clearly anymore. And then around 1960-something, I had little pain somewhere inside, but I didn't care. I knew it would go away. And then the group of doctors came to Sigunga to examine everybody, and they found something in here, want me to go to Anchorage. And it was a colon cancer, and they took take care of it. I'm not sick, but I look sick because I'm very old. I'm getting very lazy. I used to walk around, but too much fall will make me worse. I was a teacher here and another teacher in one schoolhouse, husband and wife. I like it so much because I never had any money, any pay, because I never work. One summer, every day I go out for grain picking and bring some grains to store for winter. And one time I went out, my rubber boots has lots of holes. We were all poor. And then I came down packing that heavy leaves. I sit down and my husband was still alive at that time. I took my rubber boots and all my stockings were very, very soaked with water. And he said, you will never wear any wet boots anymore. I said, why? The teacher just came to me trying to look for you, but you were gone. Superintendent called him to hire me as a teacher when the school opens. Since then, I taught 21 years BIE school. One time, the people from outside came and asked me if I were a teacher. Yes, I am. Where did you teach? I said, my name is Ora Galagut, Ora. I said, O-R-A works at BIA. Both in English and Yupik. I like little kids very much. I start helping the missionaries in Sunday school too, and then I work until I get very old for Sunday school. If you see somebody in need, help him. The helping hand for everybody, not just for the family, but everyone. I want my grandchildren to learn that. Try to tell them, when I stay ill, meet a few of them, I talk to them to be good, to help those who are in need. They know, because some of them still remember how much I helped them. I'm sick. I walk on my legs. I'm not good. I'm not used to this. I'm not used to this. I'm not used to this. Thank you.